Before you go, could you read from the book?
Yes, I can. This is a bit very early on when Jack Flynn first meets the Ravons in the 60s. He goes over to their rehearsal studio and watches them work on a song. It's Simon, Charlie, and Emerson. And Simon is the very, very self-serious bass player. And this is Simon presenting his new song to the other guys. Simon was sitting on an amp, hunched forward like a gargoyle. He began playing a bass figure incessantly, clearly trying to focus the others on his new idea. They stopped doodling on their own instruments and gave him their attention. He closed his eyes, leaned into his microphone, and began to croon in the same deep voice that had enervated his song Open-Minded Friend and almost sunk the record release party. Simon sang, "He's at war with all the hypocrites. He's at war with the sexually repressed misfits. He's at war with the bullies of physically fit. He's at war with the ones who always quit." It was an entirely unpleasant song. Simon's singing voice reminded me of Boris Karloff. I was distressed to realize there was more to come. "He's at war with the military parasites. He's at war with their quaint historical sites. He's at war with the forces of permanent night. He's at war with the perfumed hermaphrodites." At that last line, Charlie, strumming along on an electric Rickenbacker, turned and said to Finn, "Rhyme and dictionary, got a workout on that one." The song rumbled on through another five verses like a dying trolley bus. It ended with a refrain of, "He's at war with them all, he's at war with them all, he's at war with them all," repeated like the pulse of a toothache. When it was over, I studied the Ravons' reactions. Finn, the new boy, just sat tapping the foot pedal of his hi-hat. Emerson and Charlie leaned on their guitars and neither praised the song nor dismissed it. They went right to work. "I think you got something there, Simon," Charlie said. "That idea of a war. I wonder, though," he strummed his guitar, "the he-he-he makes it a bit heavy." "It's meant to be heavy," Simon said. Emerson was fingering a new guitar part, a bit higher and brighter, and he played it along to Simon's lugubrious bass. He was moving from minor chords up to majors, while Charlie continued to talk to Simon. Charlie said brightly, "I'm just thinking. What if you said she instead of he? What if it were a girl? Where does that take us?"
That is Bill Flanagan reading from Evening's Empire. For me, there, as in addition to other places when we're hearing Ravon's songs, I wanted the music there. I wasn't entirely clear about what the song sounds like. So we have an idea that our musical listeners out there can put their own music to these lyrics.
It's going to have to be good. Well, it's going to have to be good to salvage those lyrics.
And Bill, you can be the judge of that. So if these lyrics that Bill has written in his novel, Evening's Empire, are on our website, studio360.org. So go ahead and write some music if you're so inclined to go with these lyrics and record a simple video performance of the song.
That could mean some royalties for me. That could be good.
And as a music critic, MTV executive, lyricist, any suggestions you should give our contestants?
Yeah, I mean, the fellow who started that song, Simon, is destined to be in sort of Eastern European touring heavy blues bands of the kind of...
He's a would-be Frank Zappa.
He's Frank Zappa without the chops and the brains, which is a really terrible thought.
Bill Flanagan, thanks very much.
Thanks, Kurt.
Dreamed I was an Eskimo.
Bill Flanagan's new novel is Evening's Empire, and just a reminder that we want your musical take on what his fictional band, the Ravons, sound like. Go to our website, studio360.org, to find out how to submit your music using Bill's lyrics to our special page on YouTube.
Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow.